Arrest was reported on Friday at 11:10 p.m. Montgomery County Sheriff's officials arrested 27-year-old Letta Marie Stogdahl of Red Oak on a valid Mills County warrant for violation of probation. Stogdahl was released to the custody of Mills County deputies and transported to the Mills County Jail and is being held on $1,000 cash bond. While several state fairs around the country are calling off poultry shows because of the Midwest bird flu outbreak, the Iowa State Fair is taking a wait-and-see approach. Spokeswoman Mindy Williamson says officials are monitoring the bird flu outbreak and coordinating plans with the state veterinarian and other agriculture officials. She says poultry show entries are not due until July 1st, giving fair officials time to monitor the situation and make a decision. Scientists say warmer weather and an end to wild waterfowl migration is likely to stop the virus spread. Bird flu has affected more than 33 million birds in 15 states, hitting Minnesota and Iowa turkey and chicken flocks hardest. Minnesota, North Dakota, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia are among the states that have had to cancel poultry shows at state fairs. City officials have been notified that the start date for the Highway 6 construction project in Atlantic will be Tuesday, May 26th. The project area is expected to be shut down after the morning rush on the 26th and remain closed until completion. Officials with the Iowa Department of Transportation have said that the public will be informed each week through the local media about detours for Highway 6 in Atlantic. The road is scheduled to be closed from the intersection of Olive Street and Highway 6 east to just past the entrance to Burger King. In the days leading up to the construction, orange trailblazing detour signs with the names of each business will be erected, directing people to those local businesses they would normally have access to on 7th Street or Highway 6. Signs will also be placed at 7th and Olive, directing traffic to 10th Street for local through traffic. Other non-local or global traffic will take Highway 173, Interstate 80, and US 71 into or around Atlantic. Project updates will be made available to the media for dissemination to the public on Monday afternoons following meetings with the contractor, and that's once construction begins. The idea is to keep the public informed on progress being made. Also yesterday, Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers reported a student was missing from custody at Clarinda Academy. At 5:45 a.m., Clarinda Academy 17-year-old student Corey Jared Thunderhawk of Sioux Falls, South Dakota, escaped from the facility by jumping out of a dormitory window. Thunderhawk was a 5'6" Native American weighing 145 pounds with black hair and brown eyes. He was last seen wearing a blue sweatshirt and gray sweatpants. He is considered dangerous, and if you see the escaped student, you are encouraged not to approach him and call 911. Also in other news, a unique event is set for today in Atlantic. The Bada Bada Bing Bang Rally will feature more than 25 large military vehicles from Iowa and nearby states. The vehicles will be arriving in Atlantic here this morning, and they will be parked at the American Legion Memorial Building, also known as the former National Guard Armory, at 201 Poplar Street in Atlantic. The rally provides a way for collectors to show off their machines and for everyone to get up close and maybe even get a ride. Organizer Steve Livengood said the guys just want to get out. The rally provides once again that opportunity for them to show off their stuff, and the public is encouraged to visit the display between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m., and more so being in place by 11 a.m. this morning. A cruise will leave the armory at 3:30 p.m. to end at Sunnyside Park. Viewers can view vehicles on the move on South Chestnut Street, 22nd Street, and Sunnyside Lane. So everyone's encouraged to stop on down to that location here today for that rally. Also in other news, the Scholarship Committee of the Trevor Fredrickson Memorial Fund handed out $750 scholarships to this year's recipients, Stephanie Friend and Jennifer Hohenberger of Atlantic. In addition, $200 will be sent to the charity of their choice in hopes of starting a new tradition of paying it forward. The organization also announced a recent donation to the Nishna Valley YMCA's 2015 Partnership with Youth campaign. The Trevor Fredrickson Memorial Fund donated $1,000 to the annual campaign as a Chairman's Roundtable member. They encourage others to donate by stopping by the YMCA and talking to Michelle to make your donations. And 33 more schools have been chosen by the Department of Education to launch their teacher leadership programs. Education Department spokesperson Stacy Hupp Ballard says these schools got a second chance at the program. And she says the districts can now move on to the next step, which is taking it from the planning phase to the implementation phase. The teacher leadership program is part of education reforms passed in 2013 and is designed to use the top teachers to help their colleagues get better. The new additions will leave around 140 of the current 338 districts left without a leadership plan. Ballard says they're hoping to have all the districts on board by the 2016-17 school year. The teacher leadership system will cost nearly $50 million in the 2015 fiscal year, and that is expected to grow to about $150 million annually by fiscal year 2017. The new districts including in the area are AHST, Battle Creek, Ida Grove, in collaboration with Oldham Arthur, Underwood, and West Central Valley. That's a look at some of the latest news here this morning on KJAN. In your funeral announcements, Dana Lynn Hansen, age 58, of Casey, died Tuesday at the Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Dana Lynn Hansen will be held on today at 10 a.m. at the St. John's Lutheran Church in Casey. Johnson Family Funeral Home and Steward has the arrangements. Catherine Ethel Miles, age 87, of Harlan, died Wednesday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community in Harlan. Mass of Christian burial for Catherine Ethel Miles will be held today at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Robert Bubb Christensen, age 66, of Atlantic, died Friday at Manor Care in West Des Moines. Memorial services for Bubb Christensen will be held Saturday here today at 11 a.m. in Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Graveside services for Warren and Ruth Roberts, formerly of Cumberland and Messina, will be held today at 11 a.m. at the Messina Center Cemetery, north of Messina, Steen Funeral Home in Messina is in charge of the arrangements. Betty Lang, age 86, of Audubon, died Tuesday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Betty Lang will be held on Monday at 2 p.m. at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home Audubon has the arrangements. S.E. Hall, age 95, of Bayer, died Thursday at the New Homestead and Guthrie Center. Funeral services for S.E. Hall will be held on Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. at the Church of Christ in Bayard. Odie Funeral Home in Bayard is in charge of the arrangements. Bart Webb, age 92, of Atlantic, died on Wednesday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Memorial graveside services will be held for Bart Webb on Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. at the Atlantic Cemetery. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic is in the arrangements. And John M. Camizzi, age 58, of Oakland, died on Tuesday at the Oakland Manor in Oakland. Family and friends will gather for remembrances of John M. Camizzi on Saturday here today, or next Saturday, the 23rd of May, at Vernon Bar and Grill at 2035 Mount Vernon Road, Southeast in Cedar Rapids, from 2 to 5 p.m. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has the local arrangements. That's a look at the latest news and funeral announcements here this 7 o'clock hour on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.